Let's talk about the motion of a plane. How does a plane move? A plane can move forward, right? It gets you from one place to another. But what else does it do? It lifts off. And if the wind is very strong, it can be blown sideways. Therefore, it can move in three directions: forward, and hence backwards, up and down, and left and right. Is that all a plane can do? No. It can also roll, pitch, and yaw, which means that it can rotate about its three axes. That is a lot of motion. 6 degrees of freedom of motion. 3 translational degrees of freedom and 3 rotational degrees of freedom. If you are learning dynamics for the first time, this is probably not where you want to start. So we will start with something much simpler. The plane is called a rigid body. It has size and mass. We'll start with a particle. A particle has mass but no size. What does this do for us? Well, something that has no size can't rotate. So right there, we've eliminated 3 degrees of freedom. The plane can move in 3 directions. What if we restrict the motion to motion along a line? So motion can happen only in 1 direction. Now we are down to only 1 degree of freedom. We have a particle that can move only along a line. That's much simpler, and that's called rectilinear motion. You might think that rectilinear motion is so simple that it has no purpose, that it can't help us analyze any kind of real system. But that's not true. Think of a car driving down a flat, straight road. That happens quite often, and we can use quite effectively rectilinear motion to analyze the car's motion.